From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, April 30th. I'm Sarah Reif. The county moved into the yellow tier this week, which means movie theaters can open with 50% maximum capacity, more if everyone can prove they've been vaccinated or have a recent negative test. That's just in time for the independently owned Noyo Theater in Willits, which is reopening May 4th, the 81st anniversary of its premiere.
Willits' new $50,000 cinema.
Yeah, that's
$50,000. Dark Command.
Yeah, that's the first movie there.
World's Fair was going on in San Francisco.
The same year that our theater opened was the year that Seabiscuit won at Santa Anita.
Owners Lois and Jeff Hoover are history buffs and movie lovers. To them, the two are inextricable.
But anyway, there's some wonderful, wonderful stories and people we've talked to about, you know, the history of this town, of the theater, of how it's all kind of intermingled.
Lois hears all kinds of stories from people about the theater's place in their lives, including one woman whose parents met while her mother, an original employee, was at work. The mother and grandmother used to cook for parties hosted by a film director with a local connection.
Raoul Walsh directed the first film that was ever shown here called Dark Command. Raoul Walsh had a ranch up on Sherwood Road in Willits, and he used to bring his friends up from Hollywood for vacations, you know, little get-togethers, and but while he was up here, he would also do some location shooting in between. So he'd bring the whole crew up. They'd bring up horses and wagons, and they would film on his property. Well, this woman is going on about, you know, I said, do you have any idea where he lived? And she goes, oh yeah, up next to the Our Horse Ranch on Sherwood. And I said, I live next door to that. We just bought the property next door to the horse ranch. She goes, oh, well, you live on Raoul Walsh's property. He had a 3,000-acre ranch up there.
In the early days, the sound system was so spotty that for a while, the only understandable films were the ones with subtitles. The entertainment wasn't always so sophisticated.
Yeah, they tried everything. They brought in a mud wrestling show. They tried everything.
And when we bought the place, it had, you know, a lot of the old equipment, but there was older equipment. And they would go up and have to change the reels. And these old-timers would come by, they'd either say, oh, I remember when they had a projectionist up there, and he'd fall asleep sometimes. But we knew his name, and we would just yell after a reel, hey, change the reel.
A previous manager told them about another use for the venue.
How one time he had hired a painter for some reason, and he was working up here, and he was wondering why it was taking this guy so long to get the paint job done. And he came up one day to check on him, and he found that there was an entire marijuana grow on the roof. I mean, he wouldn't mind that, but he was just like, but you know, the police station used to be directly across the street. You think the guy would have thought about that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, there's so many funny stories about this place. But
in the projection room, the Hoovers recalled the recent history of film itself.
The first week that we were open, we had all three theaters done. We had a new screen in the big theater. We had to put in a new screen to accommodate 3D. And so, I mean, we had all that done by the Friday of that first week. We were showing 3D movies.
We were actually ordering copies, film copies, and digital copy. So what was Men in Black 2 or something? Whatever. I saw on a film reel one day, and then the next day it was digital. It was a huge difference.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic struck. In March of last year, the theater shut down. At first, it seemed like the hardship would be short-lived.
And we were trying to ramp up. We thought that, you know, there was going to be a continuous progression where we were going to be allowed to open up, and it looked like, oh yeah, this is just going to be a short-term deal, a couple of months, you know. And then they kept changing the dates, so we figured, okay, you know, by July we'll be able to open to movies. And it looked like there was going to be that progression, and then everything fell apart. We shut down the middle of July last year.
Well, that was devastating, and that's when we went to the bank and said, you know, listen, you guys want a movie theater?
Yeah.
But then the government has been kind of teasing with a few bucks here and a few bucks there. It's helpful, but we can't count on it. It's so crazy. Lois has been working harder on these government applications, and they change daily.
It costs thousands of dollars a month to keep the theater going without revenue coming in. A projector had to be replaced, and Lois said one of the furnaces is near the end of its life. But they're thinking of new ways to keep being a part of history. For example, if you're ready for an adventurous popcorn pairing...
We're going to restrict one theater for beer and wine.
Oh, the 21 Club, we're calling it. That's what that room is.
The 21 Club. Because a lot of these old-timers I'm telling you about love the theater. But they said, well, I haven't been there in decades. I said, what? You know, I live, what? They said, oh, the kids and the noise and they kick the back of your seat and this and that. And so that's for them.
The pandemic has been harder than learning the business from scratch when they bought the theater in 2012. But this is what the Hoovers do.
We just says that's it, we're doing it. And so we are absolutely going to open on May 4th and stay open as long as we possibly can.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.